What is coming up is extremely important and probably one of the more delightful aspects of the technology conference. And because next on the agenda, Ed Kolaka and Jared Butler will be up here to give you the information and present to you the 2001 DTV Pioneers.
First to use satellite distribution, PBS. First to offer closed captioning, PBS. First to broadcast in stereo, PBS. We hate coming in second. That's why PBS member stations are leading America into the digital future. It all started in 1998 with seven pioneer stations. KOPB Portland, WETA Washington, D.C., WITF Harrisburg, Lancaster, KCTS Seattle, WMVT Milwaukee, WMPN Jackson, and KCPT Kansas City. Soon after, six more stations made the transition, creating the framework of a new era in broadcasting. City by city and town by town, we are proving that you can take 1,000 engineering details and move towards a single pioneering vision. It isn't easy. Technology is converging and content is exploding. But around the country, PBS member stations are proving that it can be done. It must be done. Because in digital broadcasting, PBS does not have one gigantic goal. We have a million little ones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, here are the new digital television stations.
I am really pleased to be able to recognize the newest members of the DTV Pioneer family. The outstanding efforts and accomplishments of these individuals and the stations testify to how vibrant public broadcasting and public television is. Because of the efforts of public television DTV pioneers, public television is now available in 29 stations nationwide and provides service to 38% of the United States TV households. In the top 10 markets, public television is available in 8, and in the top 20, public television can be seen in 11. DTV pioneering television stations now offer high quality and flexibility to provide new services to the American public. In the past year, 16 public television stations signed on their DTV facilities. Please come up to the front as I name your stations and name the individual who has had an impact on that station's transition. The first one is KBYU-DT, Provo, Utah. Brian Leifson, chief engineer. Always a leader in broadcasting technology, KBYU at Brigham Young University beat out two other commercial stations in Utah with their new Channel 44 DTV transmitter, and they signed on the air last November. Congratulations, Brian and KBYU. Is Brian here? There he comes. Second is Phoenix, Arizona, KAET-DT. Joe Manning, chief engineer. KAET is the most recent DTV sign-on. That's probably why it didn't come up there first. And it's the fifth DTV station to sign on the Phoenix market. The email from Joe arrived only on Wednesday this past week, and we are really pleased to include KAET in our DTV pioneers. Congratulations, Joe and KAET. Next is KCET-DT, Los Angeles, California. Horace Scotty Scott, Vice President of Engineering Operations. KCET is one of the 9 DTV stations in the number 2 market in the country and signed on the air in spring of 2000. KCET was the very first stop for the Harris PBS DTV Express truck. I remember that well. It was a great success, and Hollywood can be a tough audience. Congratulations to Horace or Scotty and KCET. Receiving the award for Scotty, who's not here, is Bill Burrows. Next, if the slides are right, we move to Dallas, Texas. KERA-DT, Rick Owen, Chief Technology Officer. Putting DTV on Channel 14 right next to a land mobile operation in the number 7 market in the country proved to be quite a challenge, one that has been met by the application of some new narrowband transmission and sharp filtering technology and the station's determination to do it right. Congratulations to Rick and KERA. In the host state of Nevada, Reno, Nevada, KNPBDT, Fred Ilo, Vice President of Technology. KNPB took a gamble and became the first DTV station in the Reno market and the second DTV on air in the state of Nevada. That's pioneering in every sense of the word. Station engineers have been all over the town showing off their new DTV signal. Congratulations to Fred and KNPB. We move to the Pacific Northwest. KOACDT, Portland, Oregon, Mike Trondeau, Vice President of Engineering. Corvallis, or is it Eugene, Oregon? Licensed in Corvallis and in the Eugene DMA, KOAC is in the middle of a hotbed of new software applications for digital television. Portland was one of the original seven DTV pioneers, and the spirit continues with KOAC. Congratulations to Mike and his station. And we move to the east, New Hampshire, Durham, New Hampshire, WENHDT. Bob Ross, Director of Engineering. With a little Yankee ingenuity, it was possible to begin experimenting with DTV well ahead of the FCC schedule and also the opportunity to provide digital service to the number six market, Boston. The Durham DTV facility is the first of the five stations in New Hampshire Public Television Network to go digital. Congratulations to Bob and WENH receiving the award. For Bob is Brian Shepard. Moving down the pike, Springfield, Massachusetts, WGBY-DT, Ray Miller, Chief Engineer. Not to be confused with the other three Springfields with public television stations, Springfield, Massachusetts is the first Springfield to be on the air with DTV, the first public DTV station in Massachusetts, and it was the first DTV station in the new millennium, if you count 2000 as the start. Congratulations to Ray and WGBY. Excepting for Ray, who's not here, is Steve Harrington, new member of the family in the Boston area. To the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WHYY-DT, Bill Weber, Vice President and Chief Technology Officer. City of license is Wilmington, Delaware. I think that's the license for a lot of other things, too. But WHYY's DMA is really Philadelphia, the number four market. While building an all-new digital station, they somehow found the time and resources to put a new digital transmitter in the air. Congratulations to Bill and your station. See here? Okay. Next, we go to the home state of Billy Tozan, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, WLPB-DT. Frank Kleinpeter, Director of Engineering. It was probably only appropriate that Louisiana Public Broadcasting put on the extra effort to bring DTV to the state capitol, the home of Billy Tozan, and Baton Rouge early. WLPB is also the only DTV station on the air in Louisiana. Congratulations to Frank and WLPB. Receiving the award for Frank is Randy Ward. Move to Pennsylvania again. WLVT-DT, Bill Ziegler, Chief Technology Officer, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Well, it's also known as Allentown and the Lehigh Valley Public Television, and it also serves the Philadelphia market. So Pennsylvania viewers continue to be served by extraordinary accomplishments of public television pioneers in the state of Pennsylvania. Congratulations to Bill and WLVT. Closer to PBS headquarters, Baltimore, Maryland, WMPT-DT, Bob Hare, Chief Engineer, providing the first service to the state capital of Annapolis, Maryland, was the first goal of public television as they worked to build out the state network of six stations. WMPT also serves the number 24 market, Baltimore. Congratulations to Bob. Moving to my home state of New York, WNYEDT, Mike McMacken, Director of Engineering and Information Technology. Who says that the New York Board of Education is not high tech? Not to be outdone and maybe a little bit ahead of some of the big guys in New York, WNYE signed on DTV in February this year and plans to conduct reception tests in schools this summer. Rather than fight with the Port Authority, which can be a challenge in New York, for space at the World Trade Center, the Channel 24 WNYE DTV signal currently originates from their FM tower in Brooklyn, my alma mater, Brooklyn Tech. Congratulations to Mike and WNYE, and I don't believe anybody's here from the New York station, but congratulations. Moving down to South Carolina. I spend a lot of money in South Carolina, Clemson. WKRLKDT, Columbia, South Carolina. Hap Griffin, Vice President of Engineering. WRLK is the first DTV station on the air in the state of South Carolina and the first public television station to be carried on cable, Time Warner cable. 40,000 viewers have had access to WRLK-DT signals from day one. WRLK is the flagship of the 11-station South Carolina ETV network. Congratulations to Hap and WRLK. Receiving the award for Hap, who's not here, is Jim Blakesley. WTVS-DT in Detroit, Michigan. Helge Lusher, Vice President of Engineering and Technology. WTVS is another public television station to bring digital television to one of the top 10 markets. In October of 2000, WTVS became the 23rd public television DTV station on the air and shares a new tower with their CBS affiliate in Detroit. Congratulations to Helge and WTVS. Receiving the award is Terry Lee from that station. And finally, WVIADT, Pittston, Pennsylvania, Joe Glenn, Vice President of Engineering. WVIA is located in the northeastern part of Pennsylvania and serves the central Susquehanna Valley, including Scranton and the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania area. WVIA is one of the four digital public television stations in Pennsylvania, which now has more digital PTV stations than any other state in the United States. Congratulations to Joe, his counterparts in Pennsylvania, and WVIA. It was an extremely busy year, and we should again give one more round of applause and congratulate all of these DTV pioneers and the ones that came before them. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Well, congratulations to you all. It's really nice to see the DTV pioneer family grow and grow and grow. I've been urged by the PBS Engineering Advisory Committee to announce a special recognition because to a lot of us in the system, much of this wouldn't have happened if it weren't for one engineer who works at PBS. Has been in this business a long time, who is always ready to field questions and provide answers. Has been an integral part of DTV training around the country. And as I say, the engineering committee said, you've just got to find some way to recognize this guy. And so I thought it would be appropriate to do so just after the recognition of these 16 DTV pioneering stations, to also have you join me in a recognition and applause for one of the really hard workers of this DTV implementation, and that's Ed Williams of PBS.
Thank you very much. It's been wonderful working for PBS over the last 25 years, off and off.
Thank you very much, and obviously, Ed, with the outpouring of the applause and the standing ovation, it is heartfelt by everyone. By the way, I should tell you, this was a total surprise to Ed. He knew nothing about this, and so I'm embarrassing him a little bit, but it really is important to do so, and thank you very much.